in the news today.
Minister of Education Jeffrey Lloyd, during this House of Assembly budget presentation, said educational reform is high on the agenda of the Ministry of Education. The Department of Education has technical representation on a regional team of education planners who have been charged with preparing a framework for the reopening of schools. Next, the Department of Education has commenced the process of developing the technical plan for the Ministry of Education. A steering committee has been prepared for that. Minister Lloyd also says that they have developed guidelines for the administration and conduct of the national examinations to be held in July and August of this year, which will be made available, and the goal of planning to ensure the effective communication of education in the COVID-19 post-COVID-19 year. According to the minister, there's also a need to amalgamate and consolidate some learning institutions, particularly on some of the family islands. This is Dequan Carroll for Global Impact News. The Ministry of Foreign Affairs on Wednesday announced that the government will lift previously imposed COVID-related travel bans when the Bahamas' borders reopen on July 1st. European countries, China, South Korea, and Iran will be impacted by the decision, which was made in consultation with the Ministry of Tourism. All individuals traveling to the Bahamas after July 1st are required to provide a negative COVID-19 test from an accredited laboratory. The ministry noted. It said that the test cannot be older than 10 days. A 20% Bahamar staff cut is mounting. Bahamar may be preparing to make about 20% of its staff of 6,000 redundant. While around 1,200 are being cut from the staff list, the company reportedly intends to keep most of the remainder of its workers furloughed and an extended closure due to the unprecedented economic fallout caused by COVID-19. Around 300 employees remain at the property to provide security and other services. Bahama President Graham Davis previously announced that the Cable Beach Resort plans to open on October 1st to commemorate the 2020 observation of the United Nations International Day Against Drug Abuse and Illicit Trafficking. The Bahamas National Drug Council, in conjunction with the Pan American Health Organization and the Public Hospital Authority, will be hosting a webinar session entitled Improving Quality of Care in the Treatment of Substance Use Disorders, Lessons Learned from COVID-19. The Bahamas National Drug Council believes that integrated and well-coordinated treatment systems are an investment in the health of persons who are diagnosed with substance use disorders. In light of the recent pandemic, health systems have embraced the need for drug treatment facilities to transform and emerge from this pandemic stronger than when they entered, by emphasizing a more team-oriented approach to care delivery and the effective use of evidence-based practices. The British High Commission of Nassau is pleased to announce that this year's Bahamian Chevening Scholar is Shania Strawn from Freeport, Grand Bahama. Shania, who was selected from a competitive field, will enroll in Bournemouth University's Master of Arts in Producing Film and Television. Her long-term goal is to return home and become a producer at the Broadcasting Corporation of the Bahamas Northern Service. She is also interested to support re-establishing the Grand Bahama film industry. Van, can you tell us what the traffic looks like out there?
With a look at traffic now, several hours into the morning commute, and the streets are gearing up for another busy day. Coming out of the south is always a challenge, and the three main gateways have the traffic to prove it. So Milo by the highway, of course. The first immediate standout, with traffic blocked and moving really slow onto Tony's William Darling Roundabout. Same thing is happening with a much shorter line of delayed cars over on Glasson Road. Traffic delays getting into JFK. And on Carmichael Road, traffic is much heavier now, with a solid waiting line of cars slowly getting into that Blue Hill Road intersection. You got a short traffic backup getting over the hill at Blue Hill and a slow traffic crawl into the Independence Roundabout. So far, the south is still where the strongest traffic flows emanate from. Elsewhere across the island, especially in the city area, there is a moderate growth in the traffic flow. Enough that you need to be alert and be required to slow down, but the popular routes as Wolf Road, Palmdale, East Street, Robinson Road, and Soldier Road, well, they've got no rail congestions and delays going on there as yet. Still a reasonable ride. Of course, traffic will pick up greatly as it gets later. Be on the alert for police monitoring the traffic conditions throughout the streets today. Ensure that your way is clear after a complete stop at a traffic light intersection before proceeding to make that left turn on red. Nassau Traffic Report is a service of J.S. Johnson. If you want to get a month of auto insurance free, call J.S. Johnson at 397-2100. Ask about their 12-for-11 promotion. That's my look at what's happening in the streets. I'm VAN.
Thank you, Van Ferguson.
And a look into Friday's weather outlook. It's partly sunny, hot, and a bit breezy, with passing showers and the chance of isolated thunderstorms today, with a daytime high temperature of 91 degrees and an overnight low of 80.
This is Dequan Carroll for Global Impact News. Have a great day.